DW.
Sirens, lots of them. Ambulances speeding past, with more following suit. A seemingly endless symphony of sirens. That's how I knew it had happened again, this time in Stockholm on April 7th. The Swedish Prime Minister confirmed what we'd all suspected when the ambulances had come speeding past, and news emerged that a truck had driven down a busy pedestrian zone in downtown Stockholm, ending its deadly journey when crashing into a department store. A big vehicle used as a weapon again, just like in an attack in Berlin, Germany, just a few months earlier, and in Nice, France, in July 2016, and again, just a few weeks ago, in Barcelona, Spain. The simple fact is, says Dan Smith, director of the Stockholm Peace Research Institute, that no city is safe.
Neither in the region of the Middle East and North Africa, nor in Europe, can we really say it can't happen here, because the weapons to use are so simple to get hold of, and many of them are not at all complicated to use. Yes, making a bomb, that's very complicated, but using a van, a knife, even guns are relatively easy to get hold of. So I don't think that we can find that kind of safe location.
After terrorist attacks had hit the Belgian capital of Brussels on March 22, 2016, that is exactly what I tried to do, find a safe location. I lived in Brussels at the time, frequently worked at the DW bureau there. It's close to Malbec metro station, where one of the bombs went off that day, after another bomb had detonated at the airport. 35 people were killed that day. This one felt too close for comfort. But there seems to be only one way to escape the terrorist threat: move to a small town, or better yet, the countryside.
They tend to target large cities. That's because that's where there are lots of people, sadly, where they can achieve their largest number of casualties. But also, of course, it makes a massive political impact, and it makes a massive impact through the media.
That's Bernard Hogan Howe, formerly Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police in London. His tenure gets mixed reviews, but even critics heap praise on Hogan Howe for one achievement. During the 5 years he was in office, until resigning earlier this year, London was not hit by a terrorist attack, not one. He says that's because the police learned a few lessons early on, from events like the 9/11 attacks on New York and Washington in 2001 and the July 7 attack in London in 2005.
I would say that the partnership between the police and the security service in the UK is the best in the world. I say that because after 9/11/77, we created a new structure where the police and the security service work alongside each other in the same buildings and day by day carry out operations. Since those units have been formed, we've got good personal relationships. And I do think that our community-based policing has remained a bedrock on which we can gather intelligence.
The police have to be present in the community, says Hogan Howe. People have to trust the police. Only then will inhabitants of any given neighborhood approach the police to inform them something may be afoot. But it's not just in terms of immediately preventing an imminent attack that the community level is key, says Dan Smith.
We need to be thinking about social circumstance and about education. We need to be thinking about how communities in different countries, whether it's in Nigeria or in the Indian subcontinent or anywhere on the continent of Europe, how communities have both self-identity and legitimacy and pride in themselves without at the same time then finding a basis on which they feel humiliated and their dignity is taken away.
This kind of community work is a daily struggle in Swedish cities such as Stockholm, where I have found a new home. Small town life, secure though it may be, simply doesn't work for me in the long term. But living in a European capital again, and reading in the papers every day about violence in the suburbs, about knife attacks, open drug trade, about the police admitting it's struggling hard to get a grip, I do wonder how long this long-term approach will take before the root causes of terrorist attacks are eliminated. Yet, however long it takes, says Dan Smith, there is no alternative.
So I think if Islamic State is thoroughly defeated in Syria and in Iraq and also in North Africa and elsewhere where it has managed to put down roots or make connections, then while defeated there, it will, its members, its activists will disperse, they will join with other groups. IS grew out of Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda grew out of what came before. If we simply focus on the terrorist group, then maybe that group will be finished for now, but similar, the same people or similar people will be forming other groups, which will later on hit us as well.
As I walk through the pedestrian zone in central Stockholm on a sunny Friday afternoon to the day 5 months since the terror attack, I'm not quite sure of what to feel. A sense of security? After all, I've been told about how terrorist attacks on cities have become the new normal, how it can happen anywhere, anytime. No, maybe not. But neither do I feel anxious. There are no flowers, pictures, or harrowing memories left at Drottninggatan, where the attack took place. Only a small white sign saying that a wall of remembrance has been put up at another site. A woman stops to look at the sign.
Ja, det känns ju märkligt. Man tänker på.
It does feel a bit strange to think about what happened here, she says. But at the same time, we can't all be scared all the time it might happen again. We can only remember, she says. Remember, I think, and carry on. Andrea Rönsberg, DW, Stockholm. DW.